Blog Talk Radio.
Time for the morning. Gotta get up, get going. You've been moving in slow motion, and that headache got you groaning. I got that Alka-Seltzer hangover relief. Oh, my hangover is over. Ain't nobody ain't come back on my feet. Put your hands up and sing along with me like blah, blah, this is. Oh, think of this thing I did. Blah, blah, this is. Oh, what a relief it is. Oh, what a relief it is. Oh, I can go handle my beat. Oh, what a relief it is. Got Alka-Seltzer hangover relief.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, everyone and anyone out there who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass, guys, because 31 years ago, I was a dumbass, but through the grace of God, 31 years later, I'm now a smartass. If you'd like to purchase my book, you can go right to Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing. It's on BAM, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's everywhere. I believe it could absolutely help someone. I'm a nutritional health coach and a recovery coach. And I'm here for you. My services to you are all free. Please know you're not alone, and please reach out to me. My website has been updated, www.jerrypetito.com. I hope to hear from you all. Guys, I have a really beautiful show for you tonight, okay? Everyone who knows me knows that I am a Christian and I love the Lord. And my special guest co-host is no stranger to WBNN. Ricardo Richard owns a piece of my heart. He's a local Trentonian, and he is now one of our hosts. And I just love this young man. And he has written a documentary, and he's on, I believe, the third series of Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. He is going to guest co-host with me tonight. First of all, Ricardo, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm so excited. So excited to be co-hosting with you, Jerry. And, you know, I was like in my mind, I was like, you know, you made it, you know, when you like co-hosting next to you. So I'm grateful, like, because I know your viewers are very, very loyal. You get what I mean to you. So I'm so excited to just be doing this, you know, like this is a great moment. So thank you again.
Oh, this is a great moment for me. You know, I always love having you either live in one of my studios or here. I mean, I just love it. But Ricardo, I'm going to give you the honors of introducing properly our beautiful guest.
Yes. So you guys, again, my name is Ricardo Richard. I have the beautiful, talented, and she's also a God-fearing woman. Her name is Takiya, and Takiya Williams now. She's married. She's a fashion designer. She's actually from the city of Trenton. And she resides in Georgia, where she's, you know, been doing some amazing work down there, working with so many different artists in the music industry. So I just thought that it would be so appropriate to be able to come on this show and just begin to talk about her fashion line, which is called Pray and Push, which is, to me, is so inspiring. She was able to do some pieces for me, and I love it, and I love what she's doing. And I actually was able to use some of her pieces at work, and some of the pieces was Get Out Your Feelings, Get In Your Word, and then on the bottom it had like a scripture, Psalms 46 and 10, Be Still and Know That I Am God. And people at work was like, I need to get me one of those. I need to, and I forgot to tell her that, like, people have been asking about it. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I need to get me a copy, and I would love the support. So I just wanted to let you know, Takiya, a lot of people just love your work or whatever and what you're doing. And it's what I love most about Pray Push is that it's centered in God. You know, that you can, like, our gifts are not for us. Our gifts is to glorify God. So I love that she has a whole fashion design where she literally took her talent and she gave her gift back to God. You get what I mean? So I love
Amazing.
That she didn't take the gift. She's not compromising the gift, but she's giving her gift back to God. So welcome, Takiya.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm great. No complaints. No complaints. I'm blessed and highly favored.
So I'm just super honored to have you on this show tonight, you and Ricardo.
Thank you very much.
You know,
honored as well.
Yes. Your Pray and Push, I mean, what a name. If that doesn't honor God, come on. So what you're doing, Ricardo's right, what you're doing is just so amazing. So why don't you take the mic and why don't you tell everyone about it?
Okay. well, Pray and Push started, it's something I've been doing all my life, to be honest with you. I didn't realize that it was going to be born until I moved to Georgia. Before my grandma passed away, I'll just back it up a little bit. Her words to me were, don't ever stop saying your prayers. So that's where it started. One day, to make the story really brief, I was at this nightclub, and this gentleman came up to me, and he says, hey, what do you do? And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, what do you do? I'm like, I thought that he was following me maybe on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm like, make clothes? But I was still, like, questioning it, not necessarily saying it. And he's like, yeah, that's what you do. He's like, can I do an interview with you? And I'm like, okay. And I had been talking to my mom about the word, you know, Pray and Push, you know, how they said push towards the things that you pray for and things like that. And she's like, you know, I like it, you know, go with it. But God had given it to me. So he interviewed me that night, and literally the questions that he was asking me, again, it was as if he knew who I was. And when we finished the interview, he's like, so what's your Instagram and Facebook handle? And I'm like, you're not following me? And he's like, no. He's like, I didn't know you did. Point, I knew that it was God, and that's when it was built. So it was actually started about 4 years ago, maybe about 3 years into me moving back to Georgia is when it when I gave birth to it. And I hold it to my heart because you know, people don't understand, they don't realize that they are pushing towards the things that they pray for, which is my slogan. You know, you push towards the things you pray for. You say a prayer, you have to have faith, and faith without works is dead. So, you know, once you say your prayers, you definitely have to believe that they'll come to pass. So that's a little bit about praying for.
So that's beautiful. I'm going to ask you a question, and then we'll give the mic to Ricardo. He can also ask you something. So,
sure.
I mean, you don't have to answer this. Can I ask your age? I'm sorry, sweetie, you broke up?
Oh, I'm 38.
Oh, okay. You're younger than my daughter. Okay. So what you're doing at 38 years old to me is incredible.
Thank you.
And again, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I was so, like, overwhelmed with the name of it and what this young, beautiful woman is doing for God that I can't stop thinking about that. And he's just smiling down at you, girl.
Thank you very much.
So, yes, so you're absolutely beautiful. Inside and out. But so are you also like an artist? When did you know you wanted to do something as far as clothing, a clothing line or what you're doing?
Well, my mom had three kids by the time she was 18. So I actually didn't want to do fashion. I was my thing was I was going to school to be a pilot before I got pregnant at 18. And, of course, that had to change because I had to no longer, you know, put myself first but put my daughter first. And being that my mom had us so young, she definitely gave us the things that we needed. Unfortunately, sometimes she couldn't provide the more expensive pieces of clothes for us. She always made sure that we had good clothes. But, you know, as a child, you see other people in school have different things, and those are things that I, you know, desired. So I would sneak in the store, you know, something to a shirt that I really was to, and I would find myself cutting more things when it was summertime, you know, of course, to get that look, and then trying to fix them back to what they were in the wintertime, and so she wouldn't know kind of like that, you know, what I was doing. She always caught me, but, you know, I think it started from there. It birthed from there, you know, just me trying to be in the world, you know, check out the things that they were wearing and try to, you know, get that same look. And so I just always did it coming up. It's not something that I ever even had a desire to do. I didn't want to do fashion at all. And even when God was tugging on me to do it, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And like I said, about 4 years ago, you know, when the guy interviewed me, it's just like, I was like, no, you think you were going to do that. You know, they say all the time, you know, tell God your plan and he'll laugh at you. So
yes.
I just kind of like turned, you know, finally just gave in. And it still took me a while after the 4 years, but I kind of like I surrendered halfway. And eventually I just like, you know, God, this is a gift that I believe that God gives each one of us gifts. And life is so much easier when you use your gift that God gave you instead of trying to create your own. So I surrendered.
You know, you know, my voice isn't great tonight, and I – wasn't going to read a poem, but I think after what you just said about using God's gifts, I have to. I'm not going to do it yet, but I wrote a poem called Gifts and Talents. And, you know, you're right. God gives us everything. Sometimes we think it's not from God, but trust me, it is. It's just that you have to listen, right? Yes.
Yes.
So I will read that later on. But, Ricardo, what would you like to say now?
I was just going to say, you know, I just love how the way that God works, you know, the world, the universe, but I like to give everything in its proper order, which is God first, you know what I mean? I want to tell everybody out there, you know, that's listening, just be mindful of the things that you say, you know, the things that you tell yourself, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I remember before, even years ago, I started using words like the world, like I'm just going to put it out there to the universe. So then sometimes we begin to have more faith in the universe rather than the God who created the universe. I just think it's so beautiful. Like, just I feel like it's women empowerment in this interview, and I'm just able to be kind of the peanut butter and jelly in between the two braids. So I'm grateful. And I just love right now, like, even you just telling Takiya, because sometimes, you know, Takiya is my cousin. You get what I mean? So I know, like, sometimes when you hear it from family, it's great, but it's so beautiful to hear it from other people, you know. And I'm just, I've told her, you know, that I really love what that she's doing. So I think it's just good for her to hear it from you and hopefully, you know, people that's calling in. Because sometimes if we're going to keep this thing on it, right, sometimes when you're doing things and you're being used by God, it doesn't always feel good, right? It doesn't. And sometimes you don't know the impact that you're making. You get what I mean?
Yes.
And I think sometimes, and I'm going to be 100 too, like, you know, God, I believe God was calling me to be a teacher, and the last couple of weeks has been very trying. I've been feeling depressing. But my supervisor, who's also a Christian, she said, Richard, without no pressing, there's no oil. So I just started thinking to myself, like, a lot of times when we're being pressed and we're being stretched, it can feel like we're being overtaken. And we can feel like sometimes we want to give in and we want to quit. But I just want to remind anybody that's out there listening to never give up and put your faith in God. I was telling my brother today, when you make God your number one, and when you're committed to God, your relationship with God trumps everything, even your feelings. Because sometimes, if, again, we're going to keep it 100, we're going to keep it 1,000, you're not going to always feel like doing the right thing. But it doesn't mean that you don't do it. Because of your love for God, because of your commitment to God, that trumps how I feel, you know. So, again, anybody that's out there who has been having a trying week, couple of weeks, I've been there. If you've lost anybody recently, I've been there. If you struggle sometimes with feeling not good enough, not worthy enough, I've been there. So I just, again, want to tell everybody out there that Jesus is the source. He is the source. You have to tap in. And when I say tap in, you got to tap all the way in. Because a lot of times we – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I just want to comment on what you're saying, because – you've tapped in, I've tapped in, mm-hmm. Takiya's tapped in, and look at what he's done for all of us, really.
Definitely.
That's what happens. You know, Takiya, it's amazing. Thank you for all that, Ricardo, because, listen, God, I get overwhelmed thinking about it, the goodness of God. I have another question for you. What's your favorite thing you've created in your line, and what are you going to be creating? Do you have a surprise thing that's going to be coming out?
My favorite, let's see, I don't necessarily think that I have a favorite, to be honest with you. One of the things that I do when I'm creating anything is, and after I create it, it's pray before and pray over it, before I send it to the customer. All of my items are prayed over, because I believe that in wearing it, it's a blessing.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's a healing, whether it's a keeping, whether it's a covering, it's a blessing. So I always, you know, write personal notes to each client that purchases anything and let them know, you know, if God's telling me to tell them something or something that I believe that they need to hear, encouragement. And then something that I'm pushing to do in the near future is I really want to do a suit line for a unisex suit line for men and women, more so gaining towards the church. But I believe that, you know, once it's out there, anybody will be able to and want to wear it, not necessarily just a pastor or a first lady. But I am pushing towards the pastors and first ladies, because I believe that we should go to church prepared and dressed well, you know, to serve God.
What do you have in your line? Tell us some of the things you've made, you've created.
So right now I'm doing, I do one-of-a-kind pieces, which is my favorite style of designing. But I basically I have for right now just T-shirts and hats, things that has the logo on it, things that has different scriptures on it, sweatshirts, sweatsuits. And bags, I do carry bags, traveling bags, and I do umbrellas and raincoats. I'm definitely trying to get back into Bible covers and things of that nature, but right now it's just the basics, because I do a lot of alteration work, so I haven't been able to give my full attention to my line in the last couple of months, but I'm definitely going to press a pause on the alterations to get back into doing more for Pray and Push.
So, okay, I have a quick question before we go to a track.
Sure.
Do you do children's T-shirts?
I do. I do.
I'm going to be ordering something from you for my granddaughter. You pray over your items, and I need to have something for her. She loves God.
Definitely.
Okay, beautiful.
I would love to have her wear something.
Wow. Okay, we will talk about this.
Okay.
Maybe in time for Christmas, yes. So, guys,
yes, definitely.
We have a track next by International Internet Radio DJ legend Brother O. Thank you. Amazing. Ricardo, the mic is yours.
Yes. So I wanted to ask Takiya, Takiya, you there?
Yes.
I wanted to know, you know, like we've been talking about the fashion and everything. I have a two-part question. One of the questions I wanted to ask, if you didn't make the jump from Trenton to Georgia, like, where do you think you would be right now? Like, who would Takiya be?
You're lost.
Mm-hmm.
Lost. I'm going to keep saying it because I truly believe that I wouldn't be who I am today. I would be lost.
Wow. That's deep. So location matters. Do you... Wow, that's deep. That's really, really deep. What would you say to anybody out there that's maybe debating? Like, they might want to move, but they're afraid. They don't have support. They don't have family. and they want to go pursue their dreams and whatever it is that they want to do, but they're afraid. Like, what type of advice would you give them?
Ooh, great question.
To pray for wisdom. Ask God first and foremost. I had came to Georgia. I lived here before for 5 years in 2002, 2003. It just wasn't the right timing. But I always knew that I wanted to move back there. I was actually going to wait until my daughter got out of school and went to college and do my own thing. And I came down for a vacation the year before. I think I moved down here in 2019. The year before, I came down on vacation, and at that moment, I knew that that was the place that I needed to be. I actually got sick going back to New Jersey when it was time to do a return trip. I got really sick. I felt like I was leaving home. Once I got back to New Jersey, I felt homesick, as if I wasn't in the place that I needed to be. And I had already told myself that I said to myself, I'll be back here in 3 months. I'm moving to Georgia in 3 months, not knowing that that was where I needed to be at. I just knew in my heart, I knew that it was, but I was very nervous about leaving my family and my friends at the time that I had. I don't have those same friends anymore, of course, but leaving my mom and my sisters, we were very close, and my mom asked me for 3 months straight, you know, are you going? You need to go. You know, I think that you should move, and I'm like, I kept saying yeah, but in my heart, I was so fearful and I was so scared to make that jump. And then one day she came to me and said, you know, you don't have to go if you don't want to. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go, because I knew that that would make her proud. Actually, I wasn't even doing it for myself, to be honest with you. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was doing it to prove to her and make her proud. I cried all the way down driving to Georgia. It took me about 15 hours to get here. I cried the whole entire time because I was so fearful and I was so scared and I was so nervous. I just didn't know what was the outlook on it, and I cried. And when I got down here, as soon as I hit the mark that said "Welcome to Georgia," again, the home feeling came back to me, and I knew this is where I needed to be. So I would definitely encourage them to say your prayers, make sure that you talk to God first. He'll order your steps and he'll direct your path. But ask for wisdom in every decision that you make, because his way is the only way.
Wow, that is
beautiful.
Wow, beautiful. Amazing, 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 amazing. Wow. So,
go ahead, Ricardo, go ahead, then I'll comment.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just going to say, do you feel like deep down in your heart that you definitely made the right decision? Like, do you feel like you are where you're supposed to be, finally?
For now, you know, I still believe that I have a lot of work to do. I can be a little stubborn. God is definitely whipping me into shape. I'm definitely being a little bit better at being, not even a little bit better, so much better at obedience. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. So I take that statement with me, and I live it day by day. So I definitely believe that I am closer to where he wants me to be. And that said, I definitely believe that I'm closer. I'm closer.
Well, we have a caller. I have a question for you, but I want to wait until we take our caller, and then I'll ask you. Okay, guys? So let's take our first caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jer?
Can you hear you loud and clear.
Y'all doing okay tonight?
Yes.
Hey, Ricardo.
Hello.
It's Angela, guys.
Hi, Angela.
I'm in y'all's show tonight, and your special guest, Takiya. I'm actually here in Georgia.
Really?
I'm out here in Union. I'm out here in Union City.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm enjoying this. I tell you, faith by faith, and people
nice.
Don't understand that. But yeah. I'm enjoying this, and Ricardo, you just been sharing up some stuff. I just before I called in, I just got a phone call from one of my friends. She lost her brother this morning.
Oh no, so sorry.
I take those calls. Just being able to be there for somebody, you know. I just thank God for where I am, because I have not always been in this place. So I'm thankful for this show on tonight, and I thank y'all for what y'all do on a constant basis, because you know, where do the encourager go when they need to be encouraged? I have been encouraged tonight. So thank you, guys. Thank you.
Angela, tell everyone when your show is and the name of your show. And, guys, this is a beautiful woman of God as well. Angela, tell everyone.
So my show is on tomorrow night.
That's right.
I always come behind Jerry. My show is called Walking in Purpose with Angela. One of my guests that's supposed to be on, she won't be on tomorrow because it was her brother that we lost on today.
Oh, God.
But I have three amazing guests that are going to stop by. And they're sharing their journey with Walking in Purpose. And what's purpose for me is not purpose for Jerry, not purpose for the next person, but their purpose. And they're going to be sharing about what God has called them to do and where they are. I'm excited because we're also touching on the topic, the state of Black America, because do you know who you are? I want my people to know, do you know who you are? Do you know your power? Do you know what you possess? You know, so that's what we're doing over here tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I have enjoyed this, have encouraged me, and I'm grateful. I cannot get off air without telling Brother O. I've been talking about him all day, but I cannot get off air without telling him thank you for what he do and for allowing us this opportunity. So thank you, Brother O. I love you guys, and if y'all can, tune in tomorrow night.
Yep, will do. Thank you, Angela. You know what? I want to bring Brother O on, actually. Brother O, do you have a minute to come on?
Well, first of all, I'm glad, you know, Angie always, I just love Angela. I don't look for fanfare and all that, but I just love Angie because it's coming from, a sincere heart. And I love her very, very, very much. To Takiya Williams and, you know, understanding your spirit, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be. I might not went, you know, I might not thought I was supposed to be here, but God called me to be here. And I'm proud of you and the wonderful clothes that you make. I must come on to do a testimony song, no matter what religion you believe in. No matter who you are, we were once broken vessels, and God put us back all together again. I'm called to do this song tonight because you know why? Because I can do it. Listen to this testimony song, Jerry. It might bring you to tears.
Thank you.
The only difference, y'all.
One thing I don't ever want to forget in life, and that is the day that the Lord saved me. I'm reminded of a story that I once heard about the potter who saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. And being a dedicated potter, he sought to put it back together again. And that's the way my life was one day. It was broken into many pieces. But one Tuesday morning, Jesus picked up the pieces and put them all back together again. And made me a new creature. And that's the way the Lord brought me to the light. And I'd like to pass the story on to you tonight. If my rhyme runs back to that day. The story goes like this. The potter. Saw a vessel. That had been broken from the wind and the rain. But he thought with so much compassion. Back together again. But I would was that true confessor. Oh, my Lord. That no one thought was any good. But I prayed that morning. I said, Lord, you are the potter. And I am the clay. Make me over again today, Lord God. This is what the Lord is one day. Jesus picked up the pieces. Oh, yes, it is. Of my broken heart, that day, this is what the Lord did for me, oh yeah, and he made me a new person, and revived my soul. Oh, yeah. I like what the choir will tell you about. One day, Jesus picked up the pieces. Jesus picked up the pieces. Oh, yes, it is.
Guys, I just want to give a mention about this incredible song, first of all. Brother O's dad was a pastor. His parents are smiling down at him from heaven, okay? And this was the legendary O'Neill twins from Interfaith Church of God in Christ, St. Louis, Missouri. And this was his parents' church, and this was his parents' favorite song. So I just want to thank Brother O for sharing that with us and for just seeing you right now. This is amazing, Brother O, and I thank you. Amazing. So,
yes, that was
wow.
A beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Katia, what'd you think of it?
I loved it. It's very touching.
Very touching. So I have another question for you.
Okay.
This is what I'd like to ask you, because the stuff that you're saying is so incredibly beautiful, and you seem so much older than you are, that you've experienced
well.
So much more than you should have. And I love that about you. And, you know, like when Ricardo asked you if, you know, you think this was the right move for you, and you said for now. And I thought that was incredible, because you are absolutely open for whatever God has in store for you, correct?
Yes, correct.
It's amazing. Give someone out there listening, because I know somebody needs to hear this, a little bit more encouragement of how to get over that hurdle and just wait for God's voice.
First and foremost, you know, pray and push is definitely it's exactly what it is. It's to pray. You know, you say your prayers. You say your prayers. You pray when you first get up before, or, you know, when your feet hit the ground, allow your knees to be the second thing that hit the ground. And also you pray before you go to bed. You pray throughout the day. You talk to God. You listen for God. He speaks. You ask questions. If you don't understand or you don't know what he sounds like, ask him. He'll give it to you. He'll express it to you. He'll let you know who it is that's talking to you, so that way the voice can become familiar. He'll even use a familiar voice to speak to you until you recognize the voice itself. So I definitely want to encourage anybody who's listening, who's wanting to make a move, who's wanting to do something different, who feels a nug or who feels a pull on their life or on their heart or on their soul, to talk to God, to talk to him, continue to talk to him, continue to say your prayers.
Beautiful.
Don't
Thank
stop
you for
praying
that.
And don't stop listening. You're welcome.
You know, I always say that God can't whisper in my ear. He has to, like, hit me over the head. That's my personality.
Yes.
That's my personality. And, you know, Ricardo will tell you that, okay? And, you know, he actually woke me up in the middle of the night in 2016 out of a dead sleep at, like, in the middle of the night, I kid you not, and I heard these words, write your book. And I giggled,
yeah.
And I actually felt like a tug on my shoulder, waking me up. I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
And I giggled, and I said, you want me to write my book? And he said, write your book. And I said, okay, and I laughed. Little did I know, my book was written to help save two of my family members as soon as it was done,
yeah.
As soon as it was, I'm not kidding you, it was craziness. And it's continued to tell
yeah.
people. But you know what? We're going to take our next caller, and then I'm going to read my poem. I usually wait till the end, but my voice hasn't been great, and it's okay right now. So let's take our next caller, guys, and then I'm going to read my poem for you.
Sure. Hi, Jerry. Hello, Sakia, and hello, Ricardo. Tiana speaks. How
hello,
are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the program. Sakia, it was wonderful to hear your story and your testimony, and I love the things that a lot of you shared, you know. Jerry, I know you're, you know, under the weather, but I want you to know, regardless, your voice is still going to always be powerful no matter what you do. Because
I love
you.
You
are absolutely amazing. Ricardo, you as well, you know. I love that you are not afraid to share your love for God, you know, no matter what. And nothing, you know, will move you away from that. And that is absolutely amazing. And Sakia, I want to say that, you know, I wish you the best success possible, you know, in anything that you've set your mind to and anything that you do. And, you know, may you continue to be, you know, something that people are able to admire and walk in your footsteps. And I'm glad that when you reached Georgia that you felt like you found your home, because that is very important to feel, you know, as if, you know, something fits in your life. Because once you're, you know, content, a lot of things come to you and a lot of power to push forward, you know, just like you say, you're to push and become something that leaves something open for other people to come behind you. I feel that in my spirit that is going to be you. My question for you is, if what advice do you have for someone that, you know, doesn't have any knowledge of, you know, the fashion industry and clothing, where could they get their start? Like, what would you recommend? Someone who has no prior knowledge of any of this, but they have the ambition and the power. What would you recommend?
My mentor, she always tells me to Google things first and foremost, but I think that it's very hard Googling things that you don't know, when you don't know what to Google. Again, you know, I believe that prayer is the key, and I'm going to continue to say that because, you know, when you say your prayers, when you give God your desires and you express to him the things that you want, he will send the right people to you and place you in the right places to come up either with or whatever it is. He'll give you that so that way you can be placed there for someone to give you that information. How I met her, my cousin met her, and she stalked her and said, you know, my cousin souls get in contact with her. She's my second cousin. She's my mom's first cousin. It's no way in the world. It had to be God for her to reach out to me and for her to reach out to her and stalk her. I didn't even know that she was doing this. And for her to be sent, you know, to me and me to be sent to her, for me to be able to do this, you know, that's another connection that God made. So I know for a fact that if we talk to God and if we talk to him and we express to him and tell him what it is that we want, he will give us just that.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing. I hope that, you know, I could be just as influential as all of you. And that is something I've wanted to do for a long time. And like I told Brother O, you know, I had a lot of offers to be on the radio in the past. But when I found WVNN, just like you found your place in Georgia, I felt like I found my home. And I finally said yes. And I have a show for the first time on my own on December 1st. And my special guest will be the wife of Kingo Kid. You know, her and I had a conversation a couple of months ago I don't want to say a difficult period, but just something that I was dealing with. And I happened to speak to her about it. And she said something so significant. So I said, she has to be my first guest. And my show is going to be about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And I hope to be able to heal. Even if I heal just one person or get them on the path of healing, I feel like I've made a difference, because I feel like all of you as hosts touch your own audience, you know, your followers. And I hope to do the same thing, you know, that all three of you do, you know.
Well, Tiana, you know how I feel about you. You're my personal friend, and I love you. And meeting you years ago through Ava was amazing. And I am so happy you are going to be part of WBNN, girlfriend. What night of the week is that your show is going to be on?
Thursday. And I'll be on December 29th as well.
You'll be on December what?
I'll be on December 1st at 9:30 and also December 29th at 9:30.
Okay.
So I hope all of you tune in. You know.
Well, you know I will. Don't hang up. Stay on, because I'm going to read my poem now, okay? Sweetie, I want you to hear it too, Tiana.
Oh, I'll be listening to your whole show. Don't you worry.
I love you. Thank you, sweetheart. So, Takiya, I want to read this poem because the things you have been saying, it's as if you read my poem. It's called Utilizing Gifts and Talents. We are born with talents. We are born with drive, with different gifts to help us thrive. I knew early on I was born to draw and paint, to also write poetry, and to talk without restraint. Our gifts and talents should all be used, God's gift to us, not be abused. We can go far in life for sure using our gifts to go on tour. All our talents should be used to create ourselves and more, but then our job is to share them to even up the score. You see, in life what's needed is not just for ourselves. Once our gifts are mastered, take them off the shelves. A living we can make by spreading them around, not just for the money, to spread a peaceful sound. Don't take for granted the gifts you're given. Go out and spread the joy. Our gifts are not to be held back for us to self-destroy. Put your efforts forth. Do not hesitate. All your talents, my friend, are never second rate. Never hold them back or you will surely die. Maybe not in body, but your soul will cry. Our gifts were made to share. Our talents made to soar. Go through life enlightened, and then you can roar. Be proud of who you are. Be happy you're alive. Once again, my friend, your gifts will help you thrive. By putting efforts forth, not keeping them at bay, Takiya, your name will live forever, girl, forever and a day. Go through life excited, for what you sure can give to yourself and others is our reason to live. Our grave will be quite lonely, but our legacy lives on. Make sure people smile with the breaking dawn. That's for you today, sweetheart.
Wow.
So
beautiful. Wow, that's wow. That is amazing.
You were saying so much of what was in that poem, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, how does she know my poem?
Wow. Wow.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
So
what else would you like to tell everyone out there?
No matter what your life may seem to you, encourage yourself if you don't have anybody to encourage you, first and foremost. The second thing that, you know, a lot of people say, I'm so alone. You're never alone. You have Jesus. You have God. He's always there. He never leaves you. Talk to him. He is a friend. He is the best. His love does not change. He is consistent. He's always the same. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God.
Mm. And I wrote a poem about that, too.
Wow.
I'm going to email you my God poem, okay, because it talks about not listening to man. Okay.
Definitely.
Anyway, amazing. How can they – we're not done with the show, but I don't want you to forget. How can they reach out to you, get in touch with you, see your line, all that?
I have a Facebook, which is Takiya Williams, T-A-K-I-A, Williams, and my Instagram, I believe it's Takiya Shea, S-H-E-A, which is my middle name. Those are my, and I also have a email, which is praypush2020@gmail.com.
So I'm writing that down, praypush2020.
Yes.
At Gmail.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's hear our next track by International Internet Radio DJ legend, Brother O.
Thank you. you for my mind. Thank you for my soul. Lord, I know I haven't been so good this week, Lord, but you kept me. You didn't have to hear my mourning. You didn't have to hear my groaning. Hey, 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 hey. But Lord, you blessed me. And Lord, I want to thank you. I just got to say much obliged to you, Master, 'cause the walls of my room was not the walls of my grave. My bed was not my cooling board. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. My sheep was not my wine.
Not my wine and sheep.
And I want to say thank you, Lord, I want to thank you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Brother O. That was absolutely beautiful. I think we have another caller in queue, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, peace, hi. peace. Jerry Petito, how you doing?
How you doing, baby?
Wow, well, what an inspirational show. How you doing, young man of God? Mr. Ricardo Rashad, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent. Man, y'all two together are some powerful spirits. I mean, y'all aren't really powerful anyway, but, you know, this is both of y'all on it the same night. And as far as you, special honored guests, you know, not only am I amazed about your journey so far, and you are being taken on a journey, is that realizing your gift, and my prayer for you is for all of us to wrap and support you, even though I'm not a, you know, I'm not going to be buying no dress or anything like that. But, you know, but the same way that we designers, my prayer is, you know, a designer is universal. We have a serious issue with not supporting our own. So when I sent in, and it's definitely our turn in time to shine now. My prayer for you is for us to take some of that money that we spend with other people and invest in you so you'll be able to do more for us, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Wow.
You're very, very welcome. And look, the host of We Will Away You, and I have a show that's coming up, actually after my show tomorrow, but my show will be Thursday. I'm the host of We Will Away You, and my he's speaking about is the fork in the road. On one side, you got white privilege and black ignorance, and it comes down to a choice and which road that you up to you on what choice that you make. Okay, that'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
No, thank you. You aren't going anywhere yet, Mister. Okay,
you
so
know what?
You know what. Okay, you don't argue with an Italian girl, baby. So, Takiya, this guy right here, this guy right here is also my Ebony Elvis guy. Okay, that's who he is also. But the biggest part of who this person is, he owns a piece of my heart as well. I love this guy right here. Okay, he is also an international Hall of Fame radio host, lifetime achiever. I mean, he's got so many accolades as well, and not just that, okay? He's got a huge heart, and that's what I really love about you, Huni, and you know how I feel about you personally. So thank you.
You're very welcome. I want to take a second
about using gifts, you know, my father just recently passed. And
yes,
you talk about
so
being
sorry.
In a storm, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I'm in a strange place right now because I watch, you know, as well as my mother go through losing their parents, and now I'm in the position that they once were, you know. So far about using your gifts, and one of the gifts that I'm actually started using just before is my singing ability. So, you know, by you throwing that plug and calling me the Ebony Elf,
let's have a
that,
little, baby.
And to me, that's the highest expression. Huh?
Let's
oh,
have a little.
Okay. All right. A lot of people think just because it has to be raining, but when you lose someone that you love so I've been in the storm. I'm doing my best to come up out of. Okay? So
aww,
thanks to great
thank
beings
you,
like yourself, Jerry, who my life. And you already know a lot of where I am today, especially when it came to internet radio interviews. And, you know, getting the message out of sound therapy has a lot to do with you.
I love you.
I
hope you
say that because a lot of the people that I have been doing this for well over 37 years, that those horns the way that you did, and I really, really appreciate you, okay?
I appreciate you, too.
Okay?
I love you, too. Thank you, Hootie.
All right. You're welcome.
Guys, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello?
Before we bring on our next caller, I just want to say something to Hootie Bakatoon. I really appreciate, you know, just who he is. And this year, us both together as twins going into the Hall of Fame as Lifetime Achievers on our fifth annual Orny Honors presented by Progressive Insurance. It's going to be a great, great, great night. And caller five, you're live right now with the Jerry Pitino Show.
Hi, peace and blessings, Ricardo, Jerry, and peace and blessings to your guests.
Hi, Sister Bessie. Say hello, Ricardo.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and support and thank your guests for telling a story. Very encouraging, and it helps a lot of people to give them strength. And I want to just say to Jerry, I thank the Most High for taking care of you and being able to do what you do. Same thing with you, Ricardo. You both of you guys are wonderful. And I just wanted to call in and support and send my love out to you. Peace and blessings.
Sebastian, tell everyone, first of all, when your show is, and then I have something to say to you.
Uh-oh. Well, I was just on the 11th, so I'm not sure. Maybe I'm on the 8th. I'm not sure. I have to,
so
I have to get it together.
That's okay. 4 weeks from the 11th.
Yes.
And tell them
yes.
the name of your show.
It's The Front Porch by Sister Bessie the Truther.
So I want to tell everyone, I love you, and, you know, everyone has their struggles in life, and you came through yours a trooper. Okay, I have to say that. How appropriate, right?
Yes, thank you, and so did you, yes.
Oh, and God is good, Sister Bessie. Takiya, what would you like to say to Sister Bessie?
Don't stop playing and pushing.
There you go.
Yes.
Don't stop praying and pushing.
Yes.
Bessie, thank you. I love you.
All right. Thank you. Peace to both of you. All three of you. Love you.
Thank you.
So, Ricardo, you've been awfully quiet there. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say, again, you know, the show, it was good, and it's so needed, and I also wanted to say, you know, just send my prayers to Sister Angela. I mean, I just feel like, you know, life has just been life for everybody. So I think everything just ties into, you know, what Zakiya has been saying is about just continuing to pray and push. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I was able to be on the show, because just to be able to hear the different people calling in and just, you know, just to know that, you know, our voices matter and people are listening, it's just great. So I feel like tonight's been a good show. And I always forget the young lady that calls in. She calls into my shows and just always very inspirational and always just, you know, just giving good feedback. And so it's all needed. And I just felt like today was just a great, great show. And I just hope that everybody that's listening, they'll just continue to just keep praying and pushing and everything. Zakiya, if you had it your way, like, what would pray and push do for you? Like, if God was to just give you whatever it is that you wanted from this
wow.
line, like, what would it do for you?
Wow.
I pray that this is something I've been praying for, that it makes it big, first and foremost, because I want it to be able to really truly bless people and touch lives and help the homeless and help the young students, the people that go elementary and middle school and high schoolers, and help the sick and help the lonely and the lost. I pray that it touches lives. That's really what I want from Pray and Push. I believe that's what God has given me, his desires when it came down to my wants. I believe that he placed them inside of me, because this is God's baby as well as mine, but it's his first. So I pray that it just definitely touches the lost and touches the sick and touches the homeless and be able to help people and do what God has called it to do and also called me to do.
Absolutely. And like what I love about your line is, too, that it's dope. Like, and I feel like sometimes people feel like, you know, if you're a believer and you're a Christian, that you can't still, I mean, yes, I believe in modesty, of course. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Women should be modest. Men should be modest. I'm not saying you should be walking out here half naked. So any believer, that's not what I'm saying at all. I do believe women and men should be modest. But I also believe in your modesty. You can still dress nice. You get what I'm saying? Without being sexual. You get what I mean? Like, and I feel like sometimes as believers, you know, I'm a Christian, and if anybody see me this weekend, I was in Miami with my shades on, with my, you know, and I feel like I was looking presentable, you get what I mean? And I still feel like you can still look presentable and still dress modesty. So I love that, you know, your clothes is not like, you know, it's not like an old lady could wear it. You get what I mean? Like, anybody could wear it. Young people could wear it. And people need to see that you can still be stylish, still dress modest, still honor God, and you can still be fly, too. You get what I mean? And that's important. And I know for me, as a believer, it's always important, like, what I'm wearing, in a sense. Like, I'm not really a big fashionista or anything, but when I do get dressed, I like to look nice, you know, and
yeah.
I always want to make sure that I'm dressed modesty and I'm honoring God, where not too much attention, you know, where not attention is super drawn on me, but it's on him. That's why even I would say this week when I was in Miami for my birthday, you know, I dressed up or whatever, but I made sure even in my post that I gave honor to God, like,
definitely.
You know, y'all looking at me, but it's really look at him. So I would say, like I said, I love that about your wear. And I want people to also know you could be a Christian and still have fun, you know. When I say fun, anybody listening, any believer, any religious folks listening, I don't mean sinning. You get what I mean? I don't mean that in any way. I think you can still have a good time and still not sin, you know. Like, you can have fun, whatever that looks like for you, you know, like hanging out with your friends. And, you know, I went out actually – and some of my friends aren't believers, but I was also able to separate myself, you know, when my friends weren't doing things that I don't necessarily engage in anymore. You get what I mean? So, and also use the wisdom, you know, for everybody can't do that. Every believer might can't be friends with people that aren't saved, you know? So I'm at a place in my life where last year I couldn't be around certain things, and this year I'm a little bit stronger. Yeah, you know, you can still be a Christian and live a sinless.
I want to comment on everything you just said, Ricardo. Before I bring on Brother O, I have to comment. Okay? So what is old to you? You mentioned the word old lady. Excuse me. How old is an old lady?
Old lady.
Come on. I want to hear
Maybe seven, in the 70s is an older lady.
Oh, you're lucky you said that. Takiya, I'm 61. He knows that, okay? That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
I want to comment on some of the things you said. You know, God never put restrictions on our clothing, or even we were supposed to be naked, guys. We turned that into sin, okay? And our clothing, we don't have to look beautiful to walk into church. We made that, okay, a priority. Jesus walked around with sandals on, right? Whatever they didn't have. He was poor. They didn't have all this beautiful clothing. So he already set the precedent for us as far as that's not what's important. None of it is. Okay? But what you're doing, Takiya, is making it amazing. Something so cool. People love dressing up. People love cool stuff. And I love that Ricardo said your line is dope. Okay, my grandson, who's 21, will say that. Okay, so I know what that means, all right, guys? Anyway, listen. So you've taken and ran with it. So what you've done and just praying over these clothes is just amazing to me. So you've prioritized what you got from God. And that's what's incredible, you know? But whether you're dressed up or whether you're, you know, you have shorts on or whether you have jeans on, you can feel free to go to the house of worship for God. God will say, with his arms open, come on in. It doesn't matter. But what I love about what you're doing, Katia, is your product line is beautiful and fashionable and dope. According to God.
Thank you.
And
very
I
much.
Love it. So,
thank
here
you.
You have 2 minutes to do say something in closing for everyone before I bring on Brother O.
I just want to thank you first and foremost for allowing me to have the opportunity to be on the show. Also, my cousin Richard, I just want to thank you. I love you so much. You always inspire me. You always tell me that I lift you up, but you definitely lift me up in every way possible. Thank everybody who came on and commented and gave me inspiration. Everybody who shared different things, everybody who's praying for me. Thank you all for listening tonight, and I hope that you continue to be blessed and God continues to open doors for you and you continue to touch people. And thank you for Brother O for even allowing them to have the platform to do this. I really believe that everything happens for a reason, whether it's a reason or a season. I believe that that's a fact. And I thank you for just allowing me to come on here and share my testimony, my gifts, and spread the love.
Amazing. Ricardo, I'm going to say my thank yous after Brother O. Why don't you say your thank yous to your cousin now?
Yes, I want to thank my beautiful cousin. And, you know, I think I told her this when I was younger, you know, her and my sister, you know, I looked up to them, you know, as little kids, and I always wanted to be around them, you know. So it's just amazing to see the beautiful woman that they become and the mothers that they become. And I'm just so grateful to be her cousin. And I'm just excited that our relationship is growing. And I just want her to continue to pray and push. And any single mother out there, listen, even if you've had kids younger or older, it's not over for you. Keep going, keep praying, keep pushing. Know that God is your source. Just tap into him and give him 100%. And anybody, I want to say this last thing too. My show is December the 9th, I believe it is. We talk about a relationship over religion. And please, everybody, season 3 will finally be out in March the 20th. So I'm excited about this last season, and I hope you guys stay tuned. And check out season 1 and 2, Bitter and Broken, on YouTube. Thank you again so much, Jerry.
All right, and I'll have the final words, but I'm going to bring Brother O on, guys. It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, our Brother O.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my God's name, I know He's so wonderful. And oh, He's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, He is. I know the Lord, He's so wonderful, yes He is. And whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, He's so wonderful. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
Guys, you know what? I take that back. We're going to have a last caller. Then I'll bring Brother O on.
Yo.
So,
this is
yo,
Clever 1-1
yo,
for the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we open up snacks and eat chicken while we in the supermarket. When we don't pay for it when we get to the register. It was for free. Well, how you doing, Gary? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, son. How are you? I love you, man.
Hey, listen, Jed, check this out, right? You're killing it tonight on your show. You know what I'm saying? This is a real build-up. And while I'm on here, I just want everybody to know, you know what I'm saying? When you're trying to do something constructive with your life and trying to go to the next phase in life and all that type of stuff like that, you know what I mean? You're going to be surrounded by demons trying to pull you into the fire. You know what I mean? You know, the devil is going to be sending his soldiers at you. You know what I mean? He's going to come from your right, from your left, from your front, your back, and try to misguide you. You know what I'm saying? And try to pull you off of your situation when it's getting good because it's about to get greater later. But the whole thing is your greater later is surrounded by the army of the devil, and that's to try to pull you off. But as long as you got to hold your lamp up to correctly and understand what you understand, and the Sahuf, which is the scriptures, because that's what's going to guide you and navigate you through life. You got to have some type of guidance, man. Anything that's created has instructions. And if you're a human being, you're created. So remember, you got instructions out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. But we will hunt your baby father down like Van Helsing. Check your satellite.
Clev One, I love you. Wow, thank you for calling. He's so cool. So now, everybody, let's bring on Brother O.
Well, first of all, I'm so thankful tonight for all the things that were said and so much positivity tonight. And that's why I wanted to work with my hands tonight. The final song, you have to understand that God is wonderful, and no one else could sing it better than Sam Cooke. And all of our tracks tonight, definitely tonight, for me, are dedicated to my parents. And just having an outstanding spiritual show that we all need. We go through some pitfalls in life, but we continue to climb, you know, not just live, not just survive, but we must thrive to do greater things tomorrow. But don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Only worry about the things of today. And once you do that, you can live a bright and abundant life. WNN has advertising through Ingozy Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at also Instagram and Twitter at Ingozy_time. All done in the lane, we go with the at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, I want for program tonight? olay.ingozywithmy@gmail.com. And I am your mama and father's favorite producer. Of course, the mentor. Ola Dunn and Malay, we're going to be saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tomorrow night. We have an outstanding broadcaster for you. She's been here since 2020. The Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith at Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on The Storied, on The Dynasty, WBNN. And now back to a whole lot of accolade for this young lady. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. The 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. The 2019 WNN New Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award. And then the two-time Battle Network Stars Champion for the year 2019 and this year we're in right now. The wonderful Jerry Petito. Enough said.
Guys, first of all, I want to thank everyone for listening. What an incredible show tonight, especially for me. Ricardo, I want to thank you for being an incredible guest co-host. I love you, man. You know how I feel about you. And Takiya, what can I say? You are such an inspiration. I want everyone to reach out to her and please order something. I don't care if it's a T-shirt, a hat. Whatever, praypush2020@gmail.com. She prays over your order before she mails it out, guys. Isn't that enough? Let's support this beautiful young woman and what she's doing serving God. Takiya, thank you, sweetheart. And I'm going to be interviewing you and Ricardo again on my other network on Hamilton Radio, and I'll put those ads out as well. I love you both. And guys, thank you for listening.